The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, welcome back. Happy Friday. It's been another very difficult week for many, many reasons, and it's good that it's here and we're done with it. Let's move on to the next week, and maybe it'll be a little calmer. A lot of rugged terrain, as they say. Okay, Dean Henderson is with us tonight. He was supposed to be here last week, but we got confused, and anyway, he's back tonight. Hello, Dean. How goes it? Are you selling much of your new book? That's a question I wanted to ask you last week.
Hey, Jeff. Yeah, good. Hey. Yeah, I am. It's taken off pretty good, so I'm happy about that. So
very
good. Some interviews and prep.
Very good. Yeah, for sure. Well, you're one of the most clear, unique voices on the planet, and this you deserve to have an audience out there, so I'm glad. That's very good. Okay, where do you want to go? I mean, we can go a lot of different directions. We can go with Ukraine first. Ukraine, it, of course, is being directed by NATO and then the Crown and the Bloodlines and the U.S. as an obvious directing middleman power. They're running this whole show. The U.S. military is asking for, and I've been making this case, that we have been being disarmed by virtue of sending all of this tank and artillery ammunition over to Ukraine. It's all gone now. It's been used, rifle ammunition. But the big thing is the tank and artillery rounds. We are so far behind in production to get caught up to have the level of inventory we're supposed to have will take 6 years. That's tank rounds and artillery rounds. We don't have any. We've been disarmed. This whole thing, I'm absolutely convinced now, has been partially to disarm our military to a significant degree. It puts us back in the corner where really the only thing we have left, we can't fight a land war without tank rounds and artillery rounds. Can't do it. So we have an army, but we have no heavy firepower to support that army. So what do we have? We have our nuclear deterrence. That's all we have, basically. And if we end up on a two-front war, we don't have the men and women and equipment and materiel and armor rounds to fight. We don't have it. So I don't know where these people think this is all going, but it's not going in a good direction or to a good place. I'm totally against war, but not only are we 6 years behind in artillery and tank rounds, 6 years. We're not going to be here in 6 years. But we're 5 years behind in Stinger surface-to-air man-launched, shoulder-launched missiles. that can take down a jet fighter, a helicopter, whatever. 5 years. So we've given all this weaponry, all these armaments and arms to Ukraine, which has blown it all. And what do we have? We have this enormous deficit, which renders much of our military impotent, incompetent, useless. And we have years and years to get caught up. It's not going to happen. So this has been, I believe, intentional. And so there's that. There's much more here. Meanwhile, Zelensky has put up, or allegedly it's him, but his handlers, have put up on apparently some website or another, it's an alleged poll. Should the U.S. station nuclear weapons in Ukraine? Something like that. In other words, should America bring its nukes to Ukraine now? And they put this poll up, and they're going to allegedly have a vote. We all know that the poll will show whatever they want it to show. This is child's play. So we've got that issue. Russia has said that if, in fact, American nuclear weapons end up in Ukraine, they have assumed verbally, excuse me while I get through this, that their new nuclear response position is they will do a full preemptive strike if they feel that there's a very strong possibility that they're about to get hit. So by putting American nuclear weapons in Ukraine, they will have every justification to think that there may be a nuclear strike against them imminent, and they may take preemptive action. We are pushing this, obviously, into a nuclear confrontation. No, it's already basically there. So I don't know how it's looking to you, but I did get another story today for all of you listening. Get this one. I don't know if it's true. Supposedly, Kim in North Korea, what is it? What's the number? He's sending 50,000 troops to Ukraine to help Russia. And the Chinese have formed, get this one, a 300,000-man private military contractor, a PMC like Wagner. And they're going to have their men available to fight anywhere in the world. You know, hire our PMC and we'll come fight for you. So this is another dynamic. This thing is just like a cancer that is utterly out of control. All right, that's enough of me. Any thoughts on any of this?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. And I think, you know, if we're being disarmed and if we're being, you know, provoked to help this Nazi regime, neo-Nazi, but real Nazi regime, who's doing it? So, you know, again, I just go back to who benefits from this, who would benefit from, you know, having a basically reordering the world and turning, you know, having this bloc form, this Russia, China, India. Now you have Saudi Arabia, pretty much. I mean, Saudi Arabia is just bolted. They're gone. They just went to the China-Russia side. It's over. And we've been pumping oil out of there since, what, the 30s?
Yeah. And so, well, Aramco, you know, the American Aramco, yeah. Arabian mm-hmm. Oil Company.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what it
yep.
was.
Yep. Yep. In the 30s, I think it was a Chevron that first founded it. But
yeah.
But, you know, so who's doing this? So who benefits from that situation? Well, it sure is in America, obviously. And so, you know, if you ask me, of course, I'm going to tell you it's the Crown and it's the City of London because, you know, they always, you know, they've used the United States to hide behind and do all their dirty deeds for the last, you know, 50 years or since World War II and before that even. But really since World War II and you know, I just think, you know, they're just going to reorder it, you know, now. And they'd much rather probably get behind a regime like China, an authoritarian regime that could defend them as well. And you know, that's just the way they are. I mean, and they don't even, you know, it doesn't matter. It's like you got to understand these bankers just always and throughout history have just funded both sides of every war.
Oh yeah,
and you know it's not even that they're on the side of China. They're going to profit from it, and they're going to profit from the geopolitical division that it creates. And they always want to keep every power just, you know, just weak enough. I mean, and so they're trying to weaken this country, obviously. And when you run out of ammunition, you're in your military, and then when you when you're basically by invading Ukraine, I think it really set off a lot of, you know, people in the world have gotten really tired of the United States kind of going around with its military and taking care of things and breaking things.
Real tired.
And I think the Ukraine thing just really kind of, I don't know, it just kind of put people over the top a little bit. And so, yeah, now you got countries like Turkey that are back in this new alliance as well. And you got, you know, Chinese brokering a deal between Saudi Arabia and Syria now. And you got Qatar joining the Shanghai Cooperation Council along with the Saudis, along with, you know, just countries like Cambodia. You know, and in Africa, you have countries like Mali throwing out the French troops, but now they're being backed by who? By Russia.
Yeah.
And same in Burkina Faso, and that's all recent. And then in Latin America, you have now the new calls for this Bank of the South that are coming back that, you know, kind of when Chavez brought up the idea, and it's a good idea. And now, you know, those that's coming back. And Peru's on the, you know, the right-wing Peruvian elite are on the ropes with this Pedro Castillo, who they had to throw out of office, basically trump up charges on him. And then when they did throw him out, there was massive protests, and there's still massive protests in Peru. There's people in Israel about ready to overthrow Netanyahu. There's the French situation. I mean, the whole world is just, I think
right.
Overall, I mean, people are tired of America, but overall, I think people are just tired of this shit.
They're tired of
being locked down. They're tired of being guinea pigs. They're tired of being, oppressed. They're tired of being ripped off and never getting ahead and actually going behind now with this inflation. And I just think it's a very volatile time. And what you have in our government is Biden, who's just, he's got a chip on his shoulder because, you know, he knows he's just kind of weak. And so he has to prove himself and show how tough he is. And that's not what you want in the president. You want somebody that's actually got confidence and doesn't have to prove himself, right? So it's a really dangerous situation because, you know, he doesn't probably really realize that he's being controlled by the crown, but primarily by Doug Emhoff, the first man or whatever, I think is the.
Well, he's been off the quiet, hasn't he? He's pulling some big strings
quiet,
in there.
Yeah. He is. Man, he'll come out and say some stuff when he asks you, but he's the guy that was the Crown's, you know, lawyer with Piper LLC, and that's a Crown's law firm.
See, nobody knows that but you. Nobody knows that. That's fascinating. What a connection!
I had to.
Wow.
Yeah, right. So it's literally just right out in the open. I mean, what's going on? And I don't know. It's just a bad situation. If Americans don't wake up pretty soon to like who the real enemy is, which is the Crown, the City of London, not the British people. But yeah, the Crown, the City of London, and this bloodline that's just continues to pit countries against each other because that's how they stay in power. They, you know, you take down a power that's moving up in the world, you just take them down, and then you kind of even the playing field, and you weaken them, and you get them all in debt with your fractional reserve, privately owned cartel lending, and then you keep them that way, and. That's I think more or less what's going on. That's what COVID was. I mean, COVID was an attack on America too. I mean, we're being attacked, and you know, at every front. I mean, our food processing facilities, chocolate factories are blowing up. I mean, railroads are just everything. It just seems to be sabotaged, and you know, and then then it's a limited hangout situation where they're getting close. We'll say it's Ukrainian nationalists that blew up that Nord Stream pipeline. Well, of course, it was the CIA that directed it. Or they're getting close on the Wuhan thing. So I know we'll blame the Chinese, you know, and do a limited hangout on the Chinese, who were partners at Wuhan, but not senior partners. That would be the Wellcome Trust and Jeremy Farrar, which is the Crown's charity and the biggest medical charity in the world that funded all that gain-of-function research through EcoHealth Alliance with DARPA. And now Farrar's going on. He's becoming the chief scientist at the World Health Organization. He's just been promoted to that, I guess. And so it's just all this stuff is an attack on America. And you know, you have these two political cults, you know, pro-Trump, pro-Biden, whatever, pro-stupidity, really, all of it. And they don't get it. And they want to blame each other. You know, the right wants to blame the evil communists or whatever that don't exist. And the left The real left, there isn't any, but the fake left wants to just blame Trump. And as long as Trump stays in the spotlight, that's the key. It doesn't matter because, I mean, that's the key to the whole charade of sort of ripping this country to shreds is just keeping that guy in the spotlight. He's sort of the centerpiece. He's key. They'll probably bring him back for 2024, I'm pretty sure. I mean, if you're wanting to make a guy popular and among his people and bring him back, this is kind of exactly what you
make
do,
him,
right?
Make a martyr out of him.
That's make him a martyr, exactly. And, and Cohen, well, Cohen is lawyer. Cohen's a Rothschild. The Rothschilds have changed their names into many things over the centuries. First, they were Baccarats, and they were Bowers, and they were Rothschilds. And now, the Cohens are all Rothschilds. And so if your last name is Cohen, you're a Rothschild. So this guy's a Rothschild. He acts like a Rothschild. He's a total scumbag. And so whatever, he's just going to direct in the choir, and they're going to drag this thing out, and, you know, whatever happens. But it's all just theater. And behind the scenes, there's somebody's attacking us. Somebody's attacking our country on many different fronts. And trying to weaken us for sure, and it's the crown. And again, that's who we fought to establish this country of the United States of America. It was the crown, okay? It wasn't anybody else, and nothing's really changed. Which my book talks about. You know, it's all the same. I mean, it's the same. The Sumerian Empire didn't die; it became Egypt. The pharaohs didn't die; they became the Holy Roman Empire. The Holy Roman Empire didn't die; became the Venetian bankers. They didn't die; became the British Empire. City of London. So it's all just a bloodline that's relocated geographically throughout this last, at least, 8,500 years. And they've always done this the same way. They've lived on dividing people, dividing, countries and tribes and people into wars. They make a lot of money off it. And their COVID experiment was a fourth industrial revolution thing they were trying to pull off, and it failed. I mean, it's just the whole Tesla cars are running into ambulances, and they recall every model. And I mean, everything about the fourth industrial revolution is really failing.
True.
Even though they killed a lot of people with their, 5G coronavirus combo or whatever that was that came out of Wuhan in the World Military Games where 5G was first rolled out. So whatever that was that they attacked us with, the crown venom, the coronavirus, because that's what it means in Latin, crown venom, whatever that was, that was basically rebutted by the people eventually. It was an attempt to lock everybody down and enslave us, and we stood up against it, and so they had to revert, and so now they're back on the military-industrial war footing. I think it's clear, and that somebody wants a World War III because there's a lot of money in it, and if it's not a World War III, just a limited regional war, better yet, really.
Right, yeah.
So remember that. Just keep it going.
The bloodline, the controllers, they've made a decision. The global elite has made a decision that they don't like nationalism. They want to tear a lot of countries down, and they're doing that. And what better way to do it than with at least a limited nuclear exchange? On top of the fact that 6 billion people or thereabout have been injected with this biological weapon that the Pentagon and DOD own, and had somebody designed it. And they took it to Moderna and Pfizer and all that, and they had it produced. Yep. And they're killing this thing. This shot has so many ways of killing people. It's not funny.
Yep.
It's just awful. Yep. Whether it's a year, a month, or 2 years, or five, it doesn't matter. These people who have taken a shot have very grave issues ahead. Very.
Yep.
And I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer. I know you can't detox it. It's a genetic change. You're done.
It's
bad. There's war declared on humankind. That's the bottom line here.
That's it. And that's the important thing to understand there is that these are not humans. This bloodline is a hybrid bloodline. And, it started with the Anunnaki invasion of this planet and the colonization that followed in Sumeria 8,500 years ago. And King Sargon was the first king. And it's still about the kings and queens, man. It's so simple that people can't believe it. It's too simple.
It's hidden in plain sight, isn't it?
But it's that simple. And you start researching it, and then you go, oh, wow. Yeah, no, it really was that simple. And I think every kid, when they're little, I think they have a sense of that, like, those people are weird. Why are they wearing crowns? What's the deal? And what is the deal? Why do they get to live on welfare off the backs of other people, hide their money offshore, tax havens, Blackstone, Vanguard,
right.
Gate Street, over here, fly around the world doing what? Nothing. People explaining things to them, and they're just nodding and eating lobster every night. And I mean, you know, it's just sickening, okay? So it's just they're vultures and they're vampires and they're parasites, really. And they're just feeding off humanity. They're farming us. They've always farmed us. And people just need to drop it, man. They need to quit the system every way they can. You know, quit your job if you can. Quit shopping. Just quit it. Just don't support it, because it's all parasitic relationship. Everything you do to that end is you're just feeding the parasite. So to me, you know, if we're gonna get serious about it, we have pull the plug on the system. You know,
no arguments here.
You know, we're all compromised. I mean, we all have to live within the damn thing to a certain extent. But you just got to do your best to just live simple, man, and just stay out of it. And then we just need to go at these people and get rid of them. Okay, it's, you know, so
how okay? People would say, and I only suggest this from a neutral position, but how does the average person in this country fight back when they have no courts? No legitimacy in the whole world of jurisprudence. It's not justice. It's just us, and us ain't us. It's them.
Right.
And so what do we do?
Right.
We got crooked judges. We got crooked courts. We got crooked appellate courts. We got ultimately people with guns who will come around in the dark of night and take you out.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they have really left to exercise and employ as an option? What do they have?
Well, they really gotta take the cue from the French, you know, because, you know, even the Israelis, you know, I gotta give them credit for the shit they're stirring, because look, the French, man, when they try to raise retirement 64 from 62, and I mean they're burning things in the streets and throwing things at the cops and going after them, and they're still doing it, and they almost got Macron to step down. They still might, because there's gonna be a second round or whatever. So right. I mean, the Americans have just taken it for too long, you know, they've just taken it, okay. And it starts when you're afraid to challenge a cop when he pulls you over, and you're all like sucking up to the cop and being too nice because you're afraid. That's where it starts.
Well, you're dealing with people with 105 IQ, and if you don't play that game, they can kill you.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
And that's the truth.
So what? You know, it's like, I mean, it's like I always say, it's like, look, if they're really coming at us trying to kill us, your best chance of surviving is not by cowering in fear, it's by being really brave right now, being audacious. And just, you know what, because we got nothing to lose. I mean, they're just murdering us.
Not anymore.
You know.
Not anymore.
No.
Hold on, Dean. Hold on just a sec. We got to pause. Come right back with Dean Henderson, full of knowledge and wisdom as always. Be right back. Okay, welcome back. Looks like we have confirmation about the 50,000 North Koreans heading their commandos, they're calling them, heading to join Russia in the war against them in Ukraine. So there you go, 50,000. China's got this PMC they've just put together, 300,000. That could be another ad. This thing is going to get way worse before it gets better, that's for sure. Tens of thousands of North Koreans now preparing to join the Russian army and help the country in its invasion of Ukraine. Well, I wouldn't quite phrase it that way, but whatever. We get the idea here. So they're going to steamroll this one way or the other. I don't know when, but I just don't see any other out other than nuclear weapons, whether they be called tactical or full strategic intercontinental ballistic missile nukes. But this is not going in a good direction. Not one iota of energy has been in the direction of peace or disengagement. None. None.
No. And it's just amazing. The lack of people in Congress, even, or just anybody
those aren't people.
This war. I mean, after Iraq, you know, we get this bill of goods sold to us on Iraq, and then we get a bill of goods on Afghanistan, and then we just go right back to Ukraine and start waving the blue and gold. I mean,
isn't it amazing how everyone's forgotten about what we did to the sovereign nation of Iraq and killed 3 to 4 million people?
Right.
No one says anything.
Just miserable and in poverty, and Iran runs the country now with its militias, and Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just, it doesn't really, you know, the main thing is just to keep the war going. They have to, again, they have to have a war because the fourth industrial revolution failed and all these pipe dreams, they just failed. And so now, yeah, it's just going back to, well, the moneymaker. And war's the moneymaker. War's been the moneymaker for so long. And they don't care who wins or if anybody wins. They don't care how many people die. At all. They don't care at all. If anything, they like it because they're, you know, eugenicists too, and they want to depopulate people. And so, that, you right. know, you feel the Ukrainians are just, you know, you feel terrible for them, but, you know, they have to step up too, I guess, and try to get rid of this puppet regime that's running them.
They no longer have a viable political opposition that's legally allowed in that country. They've been taken over by international Zionist, Bolshevik, Marxist. Globalism, that's who's running the damn show there, and it's basically NATO and Western Europe and North America, that's what it is, but these poor people don't have anything. 10 million Ukrainians have left, they're gone, and the Ukrainian military, the cream of Ukrainian young manhood and all that, they got maybe 400,000 dead now, and a couple million injured, wounded, many permanently.
Yeah.
This is huge, this is basically genocide, it's they're removing the goyim. The Zionist regime in Ukraine is removing the Goyim military as a potential obstacle. You're taking them out.
There you go. Perfect. You know, and these people, they don't care really if they win or lose either. I mean, Zelensky don't care.
Oh,
he's
going to
have his house from Switzerland. Yeah,
whatever.
And he'll get more. And, you know, Millie says at the hearing the other day, oh, you'd be amazed how little we know about the money we've sent to Ukraine. And that's what General Milley said. For a congressional hearing. So you don't know where the money's going.
Another blockhead.
No another blockhead. I'm surprised he even admitted it, but he did. Or he's too stupid. Yeah. Probably need to spit it out.
Well, they're talking about accounting. We're going to have accounting now. Accountability. Oh, right.
Accountability.
It's like years late. The money's gone.
Your boy Austin, Lloyd Austin, you know, defense secretary, he comes from Raytheon, so you know how that's going to go.
Oh, yeah.
So I mean, it's just right out in the open. They're just, you know, they just do whatever they want, and they get their people in there, and they do whatever they want. And right now, they want war, they want arms sales. I suppose they're probably glad we're out of ammunition because now they got to make some more money.
Oh, no, they're very happy.
They don't care if our country goes down in flames. I mean, they just care about money. So, you know, we're disarmed, so what? They'll just sell arms to somebody else. You know, somebody will make their arms, set up some factory somewhere. They don't care. These people don't care. They're Satanists. They're Luciferians, and they hate humanity, and they're alien, half aliens, or all aliens, or whatever they are, but they're just they're parasites again. And until we get rid of this parasite class that's ruling over us, man, we're not going to get anywhere. So all people can do is just be brave and just start talking about the parasites and who they are and tell people. And, you know, that's the best thing people can do. And at some point, you know, we're just going to have to take our cues from the French and take it back to the streets, you know, and maybe it'll happen. I don't know.
I don't either.
Been there a few times. Been there a few times myself, but it comes and goes, but yeah.
Are you watching what's going on in California? It's really going radical Marxist. It just is. It's Bolshevism in the raw. They've got now a new regulation or law or something where they can literally go in through a new class of, it's like CPS, but it's something else. Let's see if I can find the story. But they can go into a home and take the children or take the children out of school with no notification of the parents, no reason, no nothing. They can just take the kids. Take them. And they're gone. They'll never be seen again. They'll be sold off or whatever. Newsom now. And here's to get this one. California Governor Gavin Newsom is launching a new political organization that will take the Democrat to red states across the country as he pushes back against restrictive abortion laws, loosened gun regulations, curriculum restrictions, and other initiatives Republican elected officials are spearheading. See, this is all, it's all crap. It's all a sideshow. It's a carnival act. And here he is. Now he's going to take blue state Democratism to the red states.
Triangulate. Like Bill Clinton triangulated, you know, and that worked out really well. Yeah. Well, because that's really who Newsom is. He's not, you know, I maintain a lot of these people, you know, Fox News loves to call them, yeah, the left or socialist or Marxist, whatever. I maintain that the people we're dealing with here are some of these middle-of-the-road Democrats who could never even bother to show up for a protest that I've ever seen. And they would criticize you if you wanted to be too militant, and then they'd call you were violent, you weren't politically correct. But these people are not radical. These people are cowards. These people are chicken shits, and they're pro-capitalist. Newsom's from a wealthy family. Obviously, his wife's from a wealthy family. He didn't give a shit about equality or redistributing the wealth or anything. He just wants to push people around, because that's what those kind of people do. They're gatekeepers. They're some of these middle-of-the-road Democrats, I didn't ever have any use for them. And the only thing they stand for these whatever's popular with the kind of social, corporate, you know, thing. So it's just now it's just like drag shows for kids and whatever it is. What the hell does that help working people? You know, obviously it doesn't. So, they're not leftists. Yeah. They're just washout kind of centrist Democrat cowards. And I've observed them for so many decades now, and so many of them have gotten in my way so many times, you know, when you're trying to make change, they just get in your way. And that's, these people are all about getting in the way. They don't really want to.
Isn't that true?
Cesar Chavez, a real radical did. Yeah. And Cesar Chavez didn't want the illegals either, because he called them wetbacks. He coined the phrase wetbacks because they were taking the United Farm Workers' job. And that guy was a real, you know, leftist, a real progressive.
But he was an American leftist. Don't forget that.
Democrats. Yeah. Well, yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He was. But, you know, he was a good man. And you know, we just lost that whole tradition of, like, who's standing up for working people and unions, and nobody. And the unions are all hijacked, taken over by corporate interests. And they just do what they want. The cartels do what they want. They've actually hardly any union members anymore. There just isn't. The numbers of union people have gone way down over the years. And so there's really no viable worker opposition. And people I'd say would be Matt Taibbi, you know, Glenn Greenwald, Tulsi Gabbard, but not even, she says she's a Republican. Well, fine, whatever. But, I mean, it's just going to be the rogues that, because right now, I mean, people are just such cowards. I mean, they just want to be in the consensus. They want to be approved. They're seeking approval, because that's what the social engineers at Life
Well, it's like and
DARPA,
a dog waiting for
Facebook
a,
told them to do.
It's like a pet dog waiting for a pat on the head. It's just,
that's what they live their lives for, most people now. And it's so pathetic. And that's what social media, I'd say largely that's social media, what it's done to us. Yeah, because it's like a peer pressure, you know, thing. Like, you treat you like a sixth grader, and you act like a sixth grader, you know, and you remember how you act in sixth grade, you know, you're just trying to kind of fit in, you know, like, not screw up. And that's understandable as a kid, but, you know, as an adult, you have to climb the Malthus needs ladder a little higher than that. You know, you'd hope that you didn't need that anymore, but the snake feeds its own tail, because isolating people, so then it makes them feel like that even more, and it creates that situation. But the snake's eating its own tail, Aurora Boris, you know, and that's why we're so incompetent in this country. We can't do anything. We can't. The leaders of every, I don't care, politics or healthcare or, you know, whatever they're leading. I mean, we've elevated these dumbest people really to the top who are easily bought, and they don't, they're incompetent. They don't know what they're doing. They really don't care either. I don't think they just care about approval.
I think
that's
you just put your finger on a big part of it. They really don't care much anymore. If people have been beaten down, let's be honest here, they've been just ravaged for whatever reason, and multiple reasons. Yeah. By the way, here's Newsom again on this effort to take Democrat democracy to the red states. He's framing this whole effort as a big bulwark against attempts to erode LGBTQ protections. He's fighting for LGBTQ. Right? He's seeding the group with money. I don't know where he's getting it, probably from some of the millions stolen by Nancy. He's seeding the group, which will be called the Campaign, Dean, the Campaign for Democracy, and organized it as a nonprofit with $10 million from his own campaign war chest, which somehow was held over from the last election. Remember, you donate money to these people, and they don't have to spend it on the campaign. They can just keep it. That's the game. So he's putting $10 million from his campaign war chest into this communist group, Campaign for Democracy, and he's going to take LGBTQ and tranny rights and all the rest of it. This is all going to hell. It's all going to hell.
Sick, man. They just want to push their shit down your throat. That's all these trannies are, man. They're not. Look, I had a gay roommate. I've been around gay people my whole life. I don't give a shit what you want to do. But these people are sick, demented people, man. This whole bunch of them. And they just want to push their shit on everybody, and they want attention. They want to go dance around a room and have people pay attention to them.
They want attention.
I mean, it's just, let's put them all in fucking white coats and just throw them in a nurse home and a home. This is what the answer is here. I'm sorry to say it.
Now, they're mentally,
I don't care. Hate on me. It's true. They're just sick people. These are sick people.
They're defective.
Sick people. They're
they
not
don't,
right.
No.
And it has nothing to do
they
with sex.
Fill.
It has nothing to do with anything. It's just they're sick people. No. Look what happened in Nashville with this tranny going out with the guns. And then what do? They cry victimhood right away. And, we're being attacked in Tennessee.
Oh, they're the most wimpy
people.
Group of all,
you
I think.
You attacked people in Tennessee.
Yeah.
You attacked. You killed. And then on and on about the victimizing. It's just, I got no time for
that. No, they're playing this role to the max.
They're playing the
pathetic.
Role.
Have a viable place in this culture. They don't. They don't fit.
Well, who's behind it? You know, who's behind it? And
yeah,
you know,
always ask that.
Again, it's Pritzker money, you know, apparently. And, you know, that's
the
hotel chain people. And, yeah, they get welfare.
How much did Black Lives Matter get? Do you know? Black
right.
Lives Matter
situation.
Got over $80 billion from American corporations. $80 billion.
Yep. There you go. Because, again,
think
it's pro-capitalist.
It.
And in the end, they're pro-capitalist. They keep the attention off of class. They, you know, just like the trannies do, they keep the attention off of the billionaires becoming trillionaires and you eating shit. And all of a sudden, so let's just, you know, give money to the black groups, the black radicals that really aren't radical, though, because they really don't want to talk about politics, you know, really economics or anything that really
matters.
They
got Bible solutions.
They just want to say we're victims. And the same with the trannies. We're victims. And they don't have any solutions. They don't attend any anti-war rallies or help any other social cause or anything, you know. And so it's just these freak shows that really are being funded by the capitalists, and they're made to appear like they're left. And then a lot of the left apparently is suckered by it and just taken in by it, and because they all just, you know. But it's all, in the end, it's all just a trick, and it's a covert operation. Probably to destroy the real left, because that's always what they have to do throughout history. They always have to destroy any notion of any real revolutionaries. And the left solution is the only solution, because they have to redistribute the wealth, because they already redistributed it to themselves. And we're going to get it back. And that's just the way it's going to be, or we're all going to die.
Are you up to speed on the whole idea of paying black Americans for slavery is
right.
In California,
here's what I think of that. Okay.
Let me do this real quick.
Yeah.
In California, where it is right now, is that they've been offered a tentative, they're just a talking point, $5 million per black American. $5 million per black American. And the immediate response from the activist blacks, not enough. Not nearly enough.
Right. And who's going to pay for that? Where's that going to come from?
Right.
See, this is the problem I have. It's the same with the Indians out here. You know, they want the land back. And I dig it, man, because it was stolen. But here's the thing. I don't have a problem with reparations as long as you build the right people. And that will be the crown. Because the Crown and the Royal African Company were behind slavery, and the East India Company were behind slavery, and they were slavery, and their elite families from Europe benefited from slavery, along with their planter minions in the South. And it's the same out here, and it's just, you know, I don't have a problem with reparations, but we should get it too. White people should get it too, because we were abused by the Crown for like 10 centuries in Europe. But I don't have a problem with that. Let's have the City of London writing a bunch of checks. But see, nobody wants to talk about that. They want to either be against reparations or they want $5 million. Because really wants to find a solution. I got a solution. You go to the city line, you have them write a big fat bunch of checks, and you bankrupt them. And everybody else, like me and you, we should get $5 million too. Why not? How much they steal from us? I don't know. I mean, I don't. And it's just like, yeah, we deserve better. We all deserve better. But you were not going to get better if we just keep. Yeah, I mean, it just feels like with the black reparations thing, it's just like they want, you know, average Joe to pay it, average white guy to pay it. That's
they hate
cool.
whites. Come on.
Why?
Hate whitey. This is a big thing.
Yeah,
now.
That's the thing. Hate whitey. Don't hate the crown. Don't hate the capitalists. Don't hate the bankers.
No.
Just hate whitey. See, that helps. Who's that help? The capitalists, the bankers, the crown. Mm-hmm. That's who that helps. That's who that attitude helps. And it's the same with the trannies. The attitude helps the crown stay in place because we won't talk about class. Because we'll focus on that. We'll focus on something else. Got to keep us strung out, right? And I'm telling you, we're not going to. But no, hey, I got no problem with reparations as long as it's built in the city.
Just for a footnoted record here, more European whites have been captured and forced into lifelong slavery by the Muslims than have ever been brought out of Africa and inserted into the New World blacks. More whites by far. This is a fact. You never hear about those whites, so they don't count. This is in the 1200s, 1300s, 1400s. They used to love to get the Irish, the whites. The Muslims would go up after the Irish, and they'd get them. Every year, they sweep through and take a whole bunch of boatloads out of them. Sell them. Slavery is non-discriminatory. It doesn't care. And that's the point.
No. It doesn't have anything to do with color. It really doesn't. And that's just always been a way to divide people. And, so people just need to get over that. And
they need to get over it, Dean, but they're not getting over it. Because these idiots are constantly catering to their whiny crap, their needy crap. And no, get over it. Get busy. Get to work. Read a book. Do something intelligent.
They tell them what to think, and they think it. I mean, that's where we're at,
Isn't that the truth?
They tell them what to think, and
that's
think
exactly
it.
What they do.
I don't even think they'd think anything if they didn't have somebody to tell them what to think. I mean, what would they say? What would they, what would their opinion
be? That's a really good idea. That's a great talking
them?
Point.
It's pathetic, but it's true. And that's how,
yes, it is true.
Yeah. Inauthentic people are nowadays. There's just so few people that are really authentic, that really have their own angle on things. They don't even think they're allowed, I don't think, to have their own angle. That's how beat down they are. Like, I'm not allowed to have my very own opinion that can just be mine. I can formulate my own thought. Wow. They don't even, that's so sad, but it's really true. So, yeah, if we're going to change things, it starts really simple things, and it's just like people got to get up off their knees. They got to value themselves. They got to value people around them, and
they got to rewind. They got to go back two generations to remember what it was like to be honest to God individual human. They're all flock members now. They just run around and they follow exactly the directions that they're given. It's awful.
Yeah.
Awful. Now, there are exceptions, and you people out there listening are obviously in a class by yourselves, or you wouldn't be listening to this program. But generally speaking, this whole idea of trying to buy with reparations to buy some measure of equitable settlement is insane. We had nothing to do with that. And what about our white ancestors? I'm part Irish. Some of my ancestors might well have been taken into slavery by the Muslim Empire. The Ottoman Empire was at its peak.
Mm-hmm.
They used to come to Europe and take whites all the time. But you don't hear about that. No. But your point is correct. If anybody gets reparations, we all should get reparations.
Yeah, and from the crown. And from the
that's
Ottomans,
right.
Were part of that crown too. With the Khan
yes,
family.
Yes, they were.
And, all them. So it's just, let's go get them.
I hear you.
But hey, I want to mention my book on Amazon. It's Royal Bloodline with Tico and the Great Remembering. It's my new one a couple months ago. And check it out, Dean Henderson, Amazon. And as always, Jeff, I really enjoy talking with you and appreciate you having me.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, talk soon. You'd be safe.
Yeah, man. All right. All right, you too. Right. Yep. Bye-bye.
Dean Henderson. Okay. Just look up Dean Henderson on Amazon if you forget the name, and you'll get it. All right, back with more in just a few minutes.